Phone Boy Speaks, episode 729, Workflow. If you're an iPhone automation tech douchebag like I am, then you'll like the app called Workflow. It is a new app. It is now an editor's choice app on the App Store. And it's currently $2.99, although that's 40% off of what its quote unquote normal price is, which would be $4.99. And if you're into making your work on your iOS device more efficient and being able to string some actions together and automate stuff, Workflow is something you should look at. And it takes a different approach from say Drafts, which I think was one of the first apps that really started leveraging that this kind of stuff, or Launch Center Pro, which is another one. And in fact, it actually Workflow will work with both of these apps, of course. But the idea with the Workflow is, rather than typing in arcane X callback URLs and doing weird stuff like that, it presents a sort of a visual language where you can build a workflow. And there's a lot of pre-built actions in there, and they have a gallery that where they have stuff pre-built. There's a button, as far as adding steps to your workflow, it's literally a drag and drop process. Unfortunately, I've had some issues with some of the dragging and dropping. There's occasionally you'll see a visual glitch here and there. It is a 1.0 release, but there's some very powerful stuff in there too. I mean, they need to add a little bit more documentation on how some of the stuff works, but you can clearly do some really cool stuff. It's just a bit, the question is, will it do everything that you want it to do? And some of the stuff is kind of dictated by Apple, but like one of the examples in there is, you can tweet a song, right? So the song that you're currently listening to, it'll tweet it using the standard iOS version of, being able to share stuff on Twitter, and it works okay. And it even uploads the album art for the particular thing. And if you see the workflow, it's like four steps or something. So there's a lot of power in the stuff it does. And in fact, the way content gets flung around applications, you can kind of view, they offer a graph view of whatever it is, of the content. You can stick that in any step just to kind of see what's going on. And I'm not an iOS developer, but it looks like there's a pretty rich model for passing stuff back and forth between apps if you're doing it right. But unfortunately, for me, I've had some issues with Workflow. It is a 1.0 release. My particular use case. I'll be honest, the main reason I got into doing automation for iOS is because I'm trying to improve the accuracy and the efficiency of how I produce the podcast, which I of course produce on my phone, and I have show notes and stuff like that. And so I'm trying to automate more of that. And, I saw one of the things I saw in Workflow, there's a feature is that you can run a script over SSH. And so you basically can do a bunch of stuff in a workflow. And then, at the end of it, you could have it just like log into a new Unix server and do whatever it is you want, right? Well, I'm thinking, hey, I can use this to upload my show notes, which is just a markdown file that I've generated in editorial. And I actually tried to recreate the whole process for generating that file in Workflow. And unfortunately, I ran into some issues doing that as well. Mainly because I'm trying to do some fairly complicated stuff, but in any case, the fact that you can do that is really cool, right? I mean, that opens up a whole bunch of possibilities. There's a workflow that somebody created where you can, look through your screenshots, right? Find the latest screenshot, make annotations on said screenshot, and then post it on Twitter and then delete that screenshot. It's like, no, that's kind of neat. I mean, there's a lot of things that may, that you can potentially do with this app. As I say, it may be a little buggy, but, or at least for I've tripped over several bugs. I guess I'm just one of those kind of people, but really give it a try. I mean, and I'll have some links in the show notes for Workflow. There's a good review of it. If you want to read a written review of it, of course, by Federico Ticci. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but another, one of the automation folks on iOS that Zafran written about it, and he wrote, of course, a glowing review of it. And I'm not saying it's a bad app. I'm just saying I'm having issues with it, and so it's definitely not for everybody. But it does make the whole topic of automation on iOS more accessible. So rock on, and you can look on Twitter, and there's a whole bunch of people creating workflows or using it. So people have really liked it, but as I say, for me, it's I'm finding the rough edges, just because that's the kind of thing that I do sometimes with this stuff.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.